Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" And Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. Have you ever played Follow the Leader as a kid? I have fond memories of that game, particularly playing it in Vermont at the summer home that my grandparents had there. The leader taking us through the woods, over the creek. I remember watching carefully for every hop, skip, twirl, and turn that they did and where they did it so that I could match my step to theirs so I wouldn't get out. Striving to perfect my following to match as closely as possible the one in the lead. Do you have any memories like that, playing Follow the Leader? Follow me. Jesus' words to Philip once he found him literally commands Philip to be on the road with him, to come play Follow the Leader, to go where Jesus goes, step where he steps. This is the command, the invitation that Jesus gives to all the baptized. Follow me. Go where I go. Move as I move. Speak as I speak. So what does it look like to play Follow the Leader with Jesus? Well, let's look at the witness of Scripture. It means touching the untouchable so that they are healed. Like Jesus does for the man with leprosy in Mark 1:41. Who might these people be in our society today? The ones who are considered unclean, dangerous to approach because they may cause you harm. The ones so desperate for human contact because they are seen as unclean. Is it the homeless? Those struggling with mental illness, the poor? Following Jesus means helping the mute to speak and the blind to see, to give them voice and sight, as Jesus did several times throughout all the Gospels, to reintegrate them into society from which they have been alienated by their lack of a voice, to give them the gift of seeing others, seeing the truth. Who does not have a voice in our society? Who cannot be heard? Where are people blind? What truths are there that they cannot see? It means being moved with compassion by the need of others, as Jesus is in Mark 6:34, as he sees the crowd gathered in the deserted place, coming, desperate to hear what he has to say at the killing of his cousin John the Baptist because of political hatred and jealousy. A crowd some scholars believed was primed for insurrection. But instead of leading a revolt, Jesus had compassion on them. He taught them, healed them, fed them, and then sent them on their way. Following Jesus means understanding that while we are free in Christ to do all things, we understand that not all things are beneficial to everyone. That the freedom we have in Christ is not license to do whatever it is that we want, but freedom to not worry about ourselves so that we can serve our neighbors. It means looking out for others in our lives and trusting that God and they will look out for us. Now, there are examples of fellow believers who have followed the way of Jesus, and we will celebrate one of those tomorrow, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., a follower of Jesus who stood with the outsiders, those who society said weren't worthy enough to come in, who were deficient in some way, and in this case it was because their skin was black. A follower who gave voice to the voiceless, and he strove to give sight to the blind so that white Americans might see the truth of the existence of their fellow citizens. Dr. King followed in the way of Jesus by speaking the truth in love, that the laws and practices of our nation did not honor the image of God that resides in all people, that this hurt those who were oppressed, black Americans, and also their oppressor, white Americans. Dr. King followed Jesus because he carried the same vision Jesus did, that all those created in the image of God are deserving of love and respect. And he strove to follow Jesus by making bold calls for justice and equality, but did so with clear calls to his followers that they must not be guilty of wrongful deeds, that they should not, quote, seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. And at the end, in the months before his assassination, he strove to follow Jesus by speaking for justice and equality for all poor people in our society with the Poor People's Campaign. An echo of God's call to care for the least of these in society, a campaign blind to race but seeing only need. Now, Dr. King's following was imperfect, to be sure, as is all of ours. But his eyes continually turned to be fixed and refixed on his leader, Jesus, studying his every step and turn and twist. And while imperfect in his following, there are things that he got right. For we see in Scripture that Jesus speaks the truth in love to those who have gone astray. Jesus gives comfort and hope to the marginal and oppressed. That Jesus strives for justice in the world, not through violence and hatred, but through love and peaceful action. Follow me, Jesus says. Walk in the way that I walk. Who are we playing follow the leader with in our lives right now, my friends? I fear too often that we're following someone other than the crucified and risen Jesus. That we are proclaiming false gospels, ones that do not lead to life, but rather to hatred, death, and destruction. I hear siblings in Christ breaking the eighth commandment against bearing false witness, assuming the worst intent in others, not bothering to talk to them, listen to them, making bold proclamations about who they are and what they want. Is that the way of Jesus? Is that following in his footsteps? I struggle with this myself, my friends, which is part of the reason why you keep hearing about it, as I strive to hold myself accountable. I see siblings in Christ talking about Jesus being their king, who literally hold a Bible in one hand and a gun in the other, who shout their allegiance to the Prince of Peace in the middle of acts of violence against others created in the image of God. Is that a move Jesus would make? Is that following in his footsteps? The reality is we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And that our following is imperfect. That too often we wind up following somebody else, not even deliberately. And that's why we need a Savior. Why we need a visible sign of God's love in our lives, Jesus, who continually pursues us when we go astray, who comes up, taps us on the shoulder and says, hey, follow me. Now thanks be to God for his infinite patience, his steadfast love and willingness to forgive beyond all human capacity because we need it. I know I need it. Because I take my eyes off Jesus and I begin to follow someone else. I begin to step where they step, go where they go, speak what they speak until that tap on the shoulder comes. Hey, follow me. Thanks be to God for fellow siblings in Christ who call us to account, who speak the truth to us in love, so that we might hear the voice of those who have no voice in our society. And I give thanks for all those who have opened my eyes to the truth, to see clearly the reality of the world around me, so that I might truly strive for justice and peace, following in the way of Jesus. Follow me, Jesus said. This invitation, this command from Jesus is for you, for all of you. A calling to leave behind all other ways of being and follow Jesus along the journey of our lives, to step where he steps, to go where he goes. A calling given to us in our baptism through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you remember our New Year's resolution that we have talked about to remind ourselves daily of who we are? Let us also in that remind ourselves who we follow, to reset our path each day, to study every step that Jesus takes, every move he makes with renewed energy and attention and devotion. And so let's revise that saying just a little bit. I'm a baptized child of God, deserving of love and respect, and God will use me to change the world as I follow Jesus. I'm a baptized child of God, deserving of love and respect, and God will use me to change the world as I follow Jesus. Say it with me. I am a baptized child of God, deserving of love and respect, and God will use me to change the world as I follow Jesus. One more time, I am a baptized child of God, deserving of love and respect, and God will use me to change the world as I follow Jesus. May it be so. Thanks be to God. And now, let us sing hymn of our following of the one who calls us.